I sooner mark that I know a bit about again that I don't know anything about.
And the Village are the All-Ireland champion, 19 points to 14. Who said they couldn't win it?
You're very welcome along to this week's episode of the James Stevens Podcast. Coming up, we'll look back on the weekend's St. Canice's Credit Union Shield Final as James Stevens faced O'Loughlin Gaels in UPMC Nolan Park. We caught up with Village selector Joe Hennessy and O'Loughlin Gaels manager Brian Hogan. We also look ahead to the Ryan A Minor County Final this Saturday. We preview our clash with Dunamagan with team manager Joe Murray. A busy weekend continues on Sunday evening for our junior hurlers. They head to Pilltown to face Moon Coin in the Section B semi-final. Dan Cody will look ahead to the contest. Also coming up, we'll take a trip down memory lane and head back to 2016 to a live show from the Larchfield Clubhouse where Michael Dignan was in conversation with club stalwarts Owen Larkin and Jackie Turrell. But first, we head back to UPMC Nolan Park last Saturday as age-old rivals James Stevens and O'Loughlin Gaels did battle.
O'Loughlin Gaels were crowned 2023 St. Canice's Credit Union Shield champions on Saturday, beating James Stevens 5-20 to 2-15 in UPMC Nolan Park. A five-star performance from Brian Hogan's side, including a strong second quarter where they scored 1-5 to a point over James Stevens, plus hat-trick hero Owen Wall being on song, certainly makes Hogan's side a team to be wary of ahead of the championship quarter-finals next weekend. And it was the O'Loughlin Gaels men who started the brighter, going 1-1 to no score up inside 60 seconds, and Mark Bergen free opening their account before Owen Wall took a pass from Jordan Malai inside the James Stevens 20-metre line, fought off back Shane Donoghue, and from close range fired to the back of the net. James Stevens did reply through Owen Guilfoyle and Andy Parsons, but points from Mark Bergen and Paddy Butler meant after 10 minutes it was 1-4 to 3 points in favour of O'Loughlin Gaels. James Stevens did have a purple patch as the minutes ticked on in the first half. Owen Guilfoyle with a free made it 1-4 to 4 with 13 minutes played, and then a clever pass from Ethan Butler inside the O'Loughlin Gaels 45 found an onrushing Ross Whelan, who fired an absolute rocket into the back of the net to make it a level game at 1-4 apiece. But while the James Stevens supporters were still cheering on that goal, another goal, inside 60 seconds again. Shawnee Bulger with a hit and hope ball, dropping inside the James Stevens net, catching everyone by surprise and opening up a 2-4 to 1-4 advantage. O'Loughlin Gaels built on that lead with further points from Mark Bergen and Shawnee Bulger cancelling out an Owen Guilfoyle free, and they had their third goal by the 21st minute. Owen Wall swooping in again, mistakes at the back from James Stevens, Shane Donoghue trying to hook Wall, but Wall took the opportunity on the second attempt and fired the ball to the net from close range to make it a 3-7 to 1-5 game at that point, a long way back for Brian Cody's side. In truth, though, the closing minutes of the first half were level enough on the scoreboard at least. Sean Minogue opened his account for James Stevens. Owen Guilfoyle kept pointing the points for James Stevens, while Conor Heary also got in on the act. And by the 27th minute, it was 3-10 to 1-8 with O'Loughlin Gaels leading. But this game was finished as a contest in stoppage time. Owen Wall with his third goal of the game in the 28th minute, plus a nice finish from Owen O'Shea, who roofed the ball into the back of the net in deep into stoppage time, meant at half-time in UPMC Nolan Park, it was O'Loughlin Gaels 5-10, James Stevens 1-9. In truth, the second half was a bit of a damn squib. Both sides emptied their benches and gave lads opportunities. It was a very flat atmosphere, with both sides taking nice scores with very little intensity. By the 39th minute, the scoreline read 5-13 to 1-13 in favour of O'Loughlin Gaels, and a strong showing from them where they scored 5 of the last 7 scores saw them go to victory, with Owen O'Shea and Kevin Murphy, who came on as a sub, impressing during this period. James Stevens did get a late goal in stoppage time, Owen Guilfoyle receiving another clever pass from Ethan Butler, with Guilfoyle doing the business. But this was incidental at that point, as O'Loughlin Gaels had the Shield final sewn up and won out on a scoreline of 5-20 to 2 goals and 15 points.
Disappointment for James Stevens on the day, but there's no time to rest as it's quarter-final action this Sunday for the men in red and green. Greg Ballycallan are the opponents in UPMC Nolan Park and throw-in is at 1:45. But looking back on last Saturday, let's get the post-match thoughts of Auchland Gaels manager Brian Hogan and James Stevens selector Joe Hennessy.
It was a good competitive game, as you'd expect, against James Stevens. And, you know, look, I mean, I suppose it's done now and focus turns to next weekend, you know.
Yeah, and you can't beat the winning habit.
No, absolutely. You know, you just want to keep that kind of momentum going. We've, lads have been, you know, building well over the last number, you know, the five league games. And again, it's just keeping that momentum going.
Quarter-final draw coming up tomorrow evening. I presume the Auchland Gaels attitude is we'll take whatever we get.
Yeah, I'm not going to get caught up on who's coming out the other side, because I mean there is no easy match in Senior Hurling in Kilkenny. That's the reality of it. Any team's capable of beating each other, so it's really just about focusing about ourselves, you know, and making sure we're right. And we have a few knocks now, obviously, that we need to look at and assess them and see what way the lads are fixed for next weekend. So hopefully they're not too serious.
You try to improve the team every time you go out. You try and play for the 60 minutes. And there were days we played very well at times and we slackened off a little bit and you'd be punished as you would in Kilkenny. So, no, we're happy where we are. And, you know, the weather is good now at the minute. So we're really looking forward to the following weekend.
You played in all kinds of weather.
Oh, yeah, we did, Pat. We're out in Ben Fort ourselves in the bridge. Oh, yeah, what a night. It was unbelievable now. And credit to both teams. The lad said, "'Twas you have to be there to realise how bad it was." So we ended up with 10 points each, and it was a low-scoring game, but it was a hurricane condition. So it was an unbelievable night, a night you'll never forget.
Right, well, you were up close and personal with the Shamrocks. What sort of shape are they in?
Oh, sure, the Shamrocks are the Shamrocks, Pat. They're a hard team to beat. We went well for a while in it, and we're decent enough now. We're happy enough at times, and fell away a little bit at the end. But sort of look at up there, the Shamrocks, and from here on now, I'd say, you know, they'll be still the team to beat. That's a genuine assessment. They're there, and, you know, the team that beats them will probably win it out.
Three city teams, they're going well.
Yes, Pat is very competitive in the town here. So it is all up for grabs now, and you know, semi-finals, finals, whatever, we'll all be trying to be there, and we'll probably cross swords down along the way. Who knows what way the draw will go? So it's there to be won now, and a little bit of luck along the way. We'll see what way the draws go, but we're really, really looking forward to it.
It's kind of your first season now involved with the split season. What's your thoughts?
The thing about it is, Pat, it'll be over very... That's the thing I worry about. We all love the game so much, but it's going to be... It'll be over in a short couple of weeks. And you'll say, Jenny, like, where did it go, you know? So I know it's hard to get the whole thing right, but I would say years ago, back when we were playing, if you had a couple of league matches before Christmas, I still think the All-Ireland should be in September. I still think the minors should be playing before the senior final. Things haven't improved that way. You know, we had a great system going. I would prefer the minors on before the senior final and the final on in September. And you'd wonder years ago, how did they play Aractus and Railway Cups? And I know the club championship probably done away with the Railway Cup and the Aractus and that. But by having two or three league matches before Christmas, I think that was the best way out of it. And of course, the hurling supporters then couldn't get enough of it. That satisfied them probably heading into the winter, you know.
And on the club scene locally, having 2 weeks between even your league games is the best way, giving lads a bit of a chance to recover and look at what's coming ahead.
Ah, you do, but you need a little bit of time to recover. I mean, it's just competitive. Of course, and then you have the few lads gone away from all the clubs. There's no one exempt from that. But, yeah, you do need a bit of a break. They're only amateurs, really. You know, so injuries and everything, you do need a 2 week break. So we're all the same, isn't it? No one has an advantage over any other team, so no. You know, that's it.
Joe, I'll put you on the spot. Are James Stevens contenders?
Absolutely. We're there with the rest of them, and by the time they're finished with us, we'll give a good account of ourselves.
Now, in a repeat of the 1998 Minor Ryan A County Final, James Stevens and Dunamagan do it all over again in UPMC Nolan Park. The match throws in at 3 o'clock this Saturday. Here are the pre-match thoughts of manager Joe Murray.
So I was at their game against Aaron's Own the weekend, and I was seriously impressed with them. And, you know, genuinely impressed. They were completely different from the team that we played in the league final, where we kind of had it all our own way. They were just completely different. They came to Hurl Championship against Castlecomer, who were very fancied. You know, a lot of people on the outside might have expected Comer to come through that game, but Dunamagan had other ideas, and I'm sure everyone might be talking that, you know, we're expected maybe to win, but Dunamagan will have other ideas as well. I'm not too sure when their last minor win was, but I remember one they won it because I was hurling against them 25 years ago, and that one doesn't go away too handy either. They got the better of us on that day, so we're all well aware of what Dunamagan can bring on a county final day, so there'll be no surprises there.
No, and that's probably going to drive them on over the next week or so in their build-up. You touched on the build-up over the next couple of days. I'd imagine management of that will be key. And look, when game day approaches, I'm sure it'll be much the same as the rest of the year and just getting everything right.
Yeah, look, at the end of the day, it's another match, you know. I know there'll be a lot of talk, you know, around in schools and what, and the lads will have to listen to a lot of stuff. Probably stuff we'd prefer they didn't be listening to, but what can you do? That's, you know, they should enjoy it too. It's a county final. That's what we all put on the gear to, you know, to play in, is county finals, and they've reached one now. But, you know, they're well aware from last year, it's not to take them part that counts in these games. I think it's getting the win, you know, and that's going to be so difficult. It's going to be very, very tough. And I just hope they enjoy the build up, but also that they come ready for a battle, because Dunamagan will bring a serious battle.
The Village Junior Hurlers have a Section B semi-final to look forward to this weekend. They head to Piltown on Sunday evening for a date with Mooncoin, and throw-in is at 7 o'clock. I spoke to manager Dan Cody.
We had a very good match last week against Thomastown in horrendous conditions down in Skiocloshteen. And we came out on the side of a 2-point win, 9-7. And it was showed great character to get the win. And hopefully that will continue on to next Sunday evening.
And in a game like that where it's so low scoring and it's almost an endurance test more than the hurling itself, are you able to learn much from it?
You don't learn much on the hurling side, but what you do, you see the heart that's in lads to try and get that win. And that's very important, because they can all hurl. It's to see how to have the bottle and the stamina and the willpower to get through those type of conditions. That's when you learn an awful lot about lads' mental state as well, I suppose, as anything else. I said to you the last time you spoke to me after we played Roar and Steeg, we were in a learning process at the time, trying to get our team ready for championship, which started last week. We've a pretty stable team now, but again, it's dependent on how the seniors do on Sunday. There is a chance that we could lose a couple of players who could be coming in as subs on Sunday, and then they're gone for Sunday evening. But look, we are a senior club. We're about bringing players through from junior, so that's not something we see as a negative anyway. Our job, Liam, as a junior management, is to try and get these players up the ladder to improve and to start performing for senior. That's the aim, to get these lads to hurl senior.
And when you look at the team sheet, I mean, there's a nice blend there of youth experience and lads who are on the fringes, as you said, of that senior team as well. That mix of ages, experience and things like that, that's got to be a bonus in a couple of different senses.
It is. I mean, if you were a young lad there, which we have two young lads in Paddy Cho, Sam McAvoy, Evan Bogie, playing beside Jackie Turrell, and Jackie's taught them throughout the game, they're only going to learn from that. And likewise, then with Owen Larkin further up the field, these players are hugely influential to help our youngsters, and I mean, we'd be lost without them as regards keeping young lads going and as such getting to learn more about the game.
We've seen what the likes of O'Loughlin Gaels have done in the last couple of years, going from junior to intermediate. The Borough are there alongside ourselves as well, trying to take that next step. Do those sort of factors drive you on at all, or is 2023 out on its own, and anything anyone else is doing or what's happened in the past, do you consider that at all?
Well, I'm involved now. This is my sixth year with the junior, and we've won a couple of league finals. We've won the Section B once. We were beaten in two finals. We were beaten in a semi-final. But any time we've been beaten, it's been by Loughlin's or Dixborough. So there's been some great battles between the three of us. Loughlin's have got the rewards and are up there. Dixborough and ourselves are looking to get there. But even when you come out of our section, Liam, it's very, very difficult to come up against seasoned junior teams and to try and make that extra step, because you're playing every week now to a county final if you want to progress. And that's tough going on players.
But that challenge has got to be very exciting.
Oh, it's great. I mean, it's amazing how quickly it has come around to the championship. And you just, it's amazing, everything steps up. Everyone's enthusiasm. You can see the lads skipping into training. It's just a different ball game when you reach this stage of the year. You know it's knockout, do or die, and you have to put everything on the line for it.
Mooncoin in action on Tuesday night. They had 4 points to spare over Aaron's own of Castlecomer. Do you think that midweek fixture will have any bearing?
I honestly don't know. We had one of the lads out there watching it, and Mooncoin are a very good team. We played them at this same stage last year down Thomastown. We were lucky to get a win, to be fair. They were probably the better team on the day, but we got over the line. We got a bit of a break at the end. There'll be nothing between the two teams on Sunday. I don't know what Mooncoin have lost in relation to playing intermediate on Sunday, whether they lost a couple of players. I honestly don't know, but they are a serious team, Mooncoin. They have three or four adult teams, and this is their second team, so they will be very good.
And taking the senior out of the equation, based on what you know as we speak, is the junior team all in good health from our own perspective?
Yeah, no, we're very good. We've no injuries to report. We're as good as we can be. We've one guy went off last Sunday. He's okay as far as we know. So, no, we're ready to go Sunday evening.
And finally then, Dan, just on a general point, it's a very big weekend for the club as a whole. Of course, our seniors in action on Sunday, but arguably even the biggest game is the county final for our minors on Saturday. And be it the senior team, the junior team or the minor team itself, the talent is being put in and being found out due to good coaching and an overall good setup in the club.
Oh yeah, 100%, Liam. A few years ago, this happened where there was work put into it to make sure we knew there was good guys coming, these two minor teams, since under 13. So the most important thing now is that we win on Saturday. It's going to be a very difficult game. Every county final is difficult to win. And if we can win it, that'll be our first minor since 2012, I believe. And that's a huge incentive for us. But it's a huge incentive for the adult part of the club, because we have a lot of adult players who never won anything underage. And these guys coming through, you really do need them to learn how to win and progress then, because they become used to winning as and also you become used to losing. So it's very important we win that. And of course, the senior is huge. Huge match on Sunday. Ballycullen were in great form there last Sunday. And again, it's the junior supplements the senior. And let's hope we have a very good weekend. Finally, like I say, Liam, wish both the minor management and the senior management the best of luck in their games.
Club heroes Jackie Tyrrell and Owen Larkin won 17 senior inter-county medals between them. And back in 2017, both players look back on their fantastic Kilkenny careers in the company of some James Stephens heroes, supporters and an outside audience at our Larchfield clubhouse. An enjoyable night full of crack and fun is available to watch on our James Stephens GA Club YouTube channel. But here's just a little bit of a taster as Jackie and Owen recall some of the greatest players they ever came up against.
I really have to say, I spent a lot of my time marking Tommy Welch in training. But I really have to say he was the best. And you know, that was one thing we said in Kilkenny, that you know, when we were training, we were going to train hard, and when we went to the field for a match, we weren't going to meet what we had met in training. And that's just the way it was from, say, 2006 right up to when I finished. And you know what, every day I went out marking Tommy Welch, I knew I was going to improve. You know, and like marking the calibre of that man, it was only a handful of days I didn't mark him in training, and I was very sick of fucking marking him. And then he gave me the kick in the head, and then oh, he came up and apologised, so we were all right. He apologised to Mark first. He knocked at the door and Mark said, I wasn't there. And so he yeah, couldn't you? He said, you told him to tell me you weren't there. He said, I never mentioned that until. Look, Tommy was a fantastic player. You know, I knew going into training, if I wanted to be on the team, I'd have to be able to hurl Tommy. And we had We had good battles over the years. Jackie said, you know, we kill each other on the field. But I think what stood out for me was, you know, everyone wanted to do it for everyone else, more so than for yourself. And we wanted to get everyone. I remember when I became captain in 2012, Tommy Welsh said to me, we're going to do fucking everything to get you up them steps, you know, in September. And, you know, he was true to his word. And everyone on the panel, they all had that attitude. And I think that's why we were so successful.
Probably what Lars would say would echo into my sentiment. I loved marking a corner forward that I knew what they were going to do. I knew John Milan took 5 steps to left and struck.
I'm
sure look at Brian Gavin was probably referee. I knew Kelly got the ball, he retreated and struck over his hand. But one lad, I could never make head nor tails of him. And I thought about him, he used to drive me up the walls, driving down the car. I said, what is this guy? And I used to be marking Chen, and I more than likely knew I was going to be marking, it was Taggy Fold. And the more I thought about it, I said, right, I'm going to predict what he's going to do tonight. I have his number, no, it's not happening tonight. And the more I thought about it, I said, do you know what, actually, he actually doesn't even know what he's doing. I was actually going to say that, like, you don't disrespect him. I was going to say, she probably threw up sentiment, but Brian Whelan was like that. That's to say, should he come up? But we didn't even know himself what he was going to do. It was done. What are you talking about? It was just done. Great answer, though.
Also in attendance on the night was former inter-county referee Brian Gavin, and he shared some of his experiences alongside Jackie Owen and Tommy Walsh, who was also there on the evening.
I'll never forget when you're fortunate enough, I suppose, to ref in Ireland, you get to go on the All-Star trip. And of course, we went to San Francisco in 2011. Why not from Kenny and Murray? And of course, there was this Super Bowl game or UGM going down one Saturday, and we were going to this tailgating. And a big message came out at 5 o'clock in reception, you're going tailgating, you're going tailgating, you know. So 11 Kilkenny lads and 2 Offaly lads, poor me and Shane Dooley, because we've only one hurler at the moment. But so of course that's how dominant Kilkenny were. So 13 of us anyway down to this Super Bowl game, and we tailgating, which tailgating is you park up in this car park and you drink till all hours and have a barbecue and go mad. But anyway, myself and Shane were chatting for a few seconds, you know, and the boys were having a woeful time. And next thing, we cop Jackie. And you want to see what Jackie was wearing. Nice trip, Shane Dooley. Says, that got Guang, or who is it? Jackie, this tight leather trouser and a welded to him. This lovely, you know, the woolly shirts and it buttoned up to the last. Now, I tell you one thing. I says to the boys, and a bit of crack said it, and the boys started slagging me about them. I said, this lad farts. We'll have to do an ad for a barrel of Aero because we're not make pigments. And then we went to an off license because we ran out of free drink that the Kilkenny man that brought us down there, we had to run out of free drink. And of course we went to an off license, and Tommy, of course, bought a 2-litre bottle of vodka. That was amazing, anyway. We were coming back over a little river bridge, and next thing we heard is ambulance or sirens. We thought it was the police, of course, chasing the paddies after buying the drink. We were going to go mad. Of course, Tommy panicked and threw the 2-litre bottle of vodka into the river. And 10 yards later, actually, Tommy realised what he'd done. And we had such a job to persuade him not to jump in after. But I tell you one thing, it was the best crack we ever had that day again. And the boys will tell you that, it was just unbelievable. People say about the All-Ireland medals in the room, I suppose if the amount of All-Irelands in the room wouldn't compensate for the amount of times Owen Larkin played the lads hurling the year. And then my last sort of story was, I was thinking about coming down. Larks used to catch the ball, of course, after playing your man's hurling the year. And then when he turned in, when your man put in that hurl down, he'd grab his hurl and go to the ground, and you have to give him a free. We were at a seminar one night in Crow Park, and we were showing these clips, and the next thing it was highlighted, look at Owen Larkin buying the free, buying the free. So lucky enough, the next match, they were playing Barry Kelly was refereeing. So I was delighted. I had batting the ball, and Barry Gilly done enough for us for about 2 years. So. But look, it was a privilege to referee the two lads. It's a privilege to be actually asked down here tonight, because the amount of medals and the commitment these lads have is just tremendous. And it's a proud honour just for me to be chairman of my own club at Clara, but to be refereeing, but to be asked down here tonight amongst the legends that we have is just anonymous achievement for myself to be asked down here. So I'm delighted, and well done to the both of you. Thank you.
That's it for this week's episode of the James Stevens Podcast. Thanks very much for tuning in, and don't forget to like or share wherever you do your podcast listening. We wish all our village teams the very best of luck this weekend, and until next week, look after yourselves, look after each other, and we'll talk to you then.